John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousins! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Who's this, Beck?
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
Right.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
We took too many drugs.
Yes, we did.
They believe in God, and he believes in them.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Almost everyone on this show.
Almost.
Almost. Almost. You know.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I would like to point out to you the similarities that I believe exist between the voices of Elvis Presley and Charles Barkley.
It was horrible. Terrible.
Terrible. Only they could have seen me.
I ain't going to hit you, honey. Goddamn. That's terrible.
I was talking with my friend.
Charles Barkley does throw a honey out there a lot in that same disingenuous way that Elvis did.
Oh, come on, honey.
Terrible, honey.
Yeah, honey, I got my... Go ahead, sir.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Bye-bye.
God damn it. That's horrible and terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible, honey. Speaking of going to the big and tall men's show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up? You're on the air.
You guys are selfish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Next call.
There you go.
That's right.
Listen, no arguing with the truth.
My God, that's the truest thing that's been said on today's show.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don.
And Mike.
Hey, wondering, if you were on steroids, well, do you think that would decrease the value of your balls?
It depends on who catches them. Don is about to pass Hank Aaron.
I just thought of that guy from New York.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, I got your ball.
I teamed up with an auction house to auction off my ball.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hi there, radio up too loud guy.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Mike.
Hello.
Can I come on your show with Super Dave and the other?
No fun to pretend you're retarded.
No, that's not funny.
We got enough real retards. Hello there.
That's not funny.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. I wanted to throw out a Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I would love to.
Oh, God. So old.
We're getting in the trunk of my car.
Yeah, I smiled at it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. You guys were talking about how Muslims don't really touch kids or anything.
No, we weren't. That's not exactly what we were talking about.
That may
about.
Have been a generalism we threw out that you don't hear about it a lot.
You don't, no.
There was a bunch of newspaper articles that came out after they raided the Taliban and found out there was a bunch of kiddie porn on a lot of their computers that they had.
Well, I would imagine any society, any group of people, when you're that repressed and right. You got to go, I mean, there's got to always be that little vent.
You got to have a release.
And really, I think the more repressed you are, the more perverted you might end up.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hello.
My butt smells like finger.
What did she say?
Oh, here was something smell my finger.
No. Her butt.
Her butt smells like finger.
Oh. Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Charlie.
I think it's a Tom wannabe.
This is Wednesday, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Right?
Today is Wednesday.
The day after Tuesday.
Why? Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I would like to get in on your diet action, please.
You wouldn't mean you want to get in on it.
Well, go ahead. Do it yourself.
Well, I'd like to challenge you guys to a salad tossing contest.
Oh, first, I would like to challenge us to a what contest?
Salad tossing. Okay.
Right. You can toss more salads in 90 seconds.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's another guy who had his funny on. Good.
Wouldn't that be a special contest? Somebody better fill up the kiddie pool again.
Hello, Don and Mike show. So toss a salad, you know, with jelly.
Or syrup.
And, you know.
We're straight. That's it.
It's clean. It's decent. Most all gays do.
So toss my salad. Then that's it. We straight.
I am the dick man. That's another tape.
That would actually help you lose weight, I would imagine, if that was your exclusive diet.
Toss salad?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Be high in fiber, though.
Well, it depends. It depends on two things. What the recipient was doing prior to that, and also how committed you were. You know what I mean?
I know.
If you really needed nutrition.
That's right.
Did you say high in fiber or high in farber?
I heard that, too.
I meant, or protein, whatever, you know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My mistake. Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike and remind him that's only 19 days till King of Queens.
Well, it's us, and Rob's got that somewhere around here.
Do they have it? Do they have another promo on?
Yes, yeah, they do.
Every day, Mike, a new one.
You know what else we've got? I think it's probably on that disc. I don't know. We've also got for Wheel of Holly. Today they had Holly Morris walking on a high wire.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that's perfect. I bet her high wire voice was on, too.
But, faced. By request.
Coming your way in 19 days. The King of Queens on My 20. A double dose.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Two episodes every night, Mike, including...
Okay, all right. Thank you, Robbie.
I don't know if I can wait.
Thank you, Robbie, Bobby Boo.
19 days.
I don't know if I can wait.
Let me see. Will you please throw this Holly Morris in just to tease the beginning of today's episode?
And on the high wire.
Well, to be clear,
a zip wire.
Oh, a zip wire where she's holding on and sliding across the canyon.
Yeah, a zip wire.
My favorite part, though, is the scared child.
All right,
Will is doing it with
number 23. Here we go. We'll just hear a second of this for a future edition of Holly Morris Roulette.
Well, you know, I've done these ropes courses before. If you watch Fox 5 Morning News, you already knew I don't have a fear of heights. But we came out here to Camp Letts because they have a brand new ropes course that has some elements that I've never, ever done before. And right now we're watching Becky Miller, who is also doing this for her first time.
How fast is it till we hear the scream child?
She's
the scared child?
Right,
okay.
Now.
I'm Becky. How old are you?
11.
11? How's it going?
Not very well.
No, you're still 11.
Oh,
you're
she's
doing
scared.
Great. I'm cheering you on. We're doing this as a team, you and me together, right?
Yeah.
With the help of Rocky Wargo, who is the program's director here and coordinator. Good morning to you.
Well, that's all we can hear for now.
Oh, right? What a tease.
That's all we can hear.
Oh, we didn't hear the scared child.
But just so you know, the next time we play Holly Morris Roulette, we will actually have to listen to an entire 3-minute segment.
Of either
Holly buying bridal gowns, Holly shearing sheep,
yep.
Holly at Girl Scout camp, Holly yelling at kids about David Beckham,
right.
Holly at the county fair, Holly at the other county fair, Holly at the kitchen, the cooking school,
right.
Holly learning how to do the tango, Holly skateboarding, Holly taking minor league baseball practice, Holly on a go-kart, and Holly on the zip wire.
Wow, it's getting better and better, and that roulette wheel is getting bigger and bigger.
Sure
heavier,
is.
Yeah.
And we're going to add the wheel of Larry to the wheel of Holly.
What? The wheel of Larry?
Wow.
We have so many great
The wheel of Larry King?
Yes. We have five delicious segments of Larry talking about transgender.
Oh, fantastic.
That we've never gotten to.
We never got around to that one. And he was both disinterested and uncomfortable at the same time.
And the great thing about those tapes is it's where Larry says, "What about the penis?"
Larry.
So all of that is out there.
Yeah, the surgery, right?
We'll spin the wheel tomorrow, maybe. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Bill Smith calling.
Are you really a Bill Smith?
No, I just thought it'd be funny.
Oh,
you got wrong.
Yeah. Not funny unless you're really Bill Smith.
And it would have been funny, so you could have lied about it.
Right.
And still kept the funny going.
Yes, I'm Bill Smith.
Hello.
Bill Smith of Bill Smith Motors.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you see last
Turn your radio down, please.
Please.
Did you see last week this story about a soldier on Fox 5?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's really the way those calls have to be handled. Otherwise, you know, it'll start a trend.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, how do you keep dogs chasing the mailman?
Now, this is a joke, and you know we don't accept jokes unless we're doing Make Us Laugh. Are you willing to put your phone number out there as a down payment on the funniness of your joke?
Yes, sir. Go for it.
All right. We got to get your phone number. Hold on.
Always do this.
We got a lot. Joe, we got it?
Hey there. You were the stars in your eyes.
John, we got it?
Yeah, we got him.
All right. Well, go ahead. You know, if the joke's not funny, we give out your phone number.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
It's okay now.
You could put Michael Vick's picture on mailman's uniform and their mail trucks.
You're kidding.
Okay, so you want to call this guy. Really, you want to call this poor son of a bitch.
Wow. Awesome.
At area code 571.
I bet he was Catholic.
344-2788.
Wow. This story.
Now he's listening to himself with a great deal of joy.
Anyway, that's him.
Man, sure. Wait till the weekend, like early in the morning.
The number will be on our website, I bet. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, speaking of Holly Morris, I can't wait for it. I don't know whether it's Thanksgiving or Halloween. This year's pumpkin chunking.
Pumpkin chunking. Pumpkin chunking. Is that where they put the pumpkins on the catapult?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put her on one and send her across the field.
We'll spin the wheel of Holly tomorrow.
Hey, acting crazy now, ain't they?
Oh, Mike, here we go. Here's a list that we have audio to go with.
All right.
The 22 worst, most annoying songs of all time.
We played a few of them.
Now, this, of course, is totally subjective.
We played a few of them, I think, over and over and over again when we were working in the 80s. Are there any of those on there?
The thing is, this is done by readers of, is it Wired magazine? I don't know. So it's very subjective.
Okay.
Everybody's got their own. Here are the top 20 most annoying songs of all time. According to this magazine, number 20.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country bullock me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
No. I would agree that's annoying.
I'm going to disagree because I loved it at the ball games.
Number 19. Here's one I'm totally not down with. This should not be on the annoying song list.
Okay. No way.
It's a theme. It's not a song.
And it might be.
And I guess it is a theme song.
And it might be one of the greatest TV themes, I think, of all time.
Yeah. Right. Not getting hassled. Not getting
hustled. Damn, damn, damn.
I hear you, baby.
James is dead.
James is dead.
Can we play it till the end?
Of course, Mike.
It's got a great ending. Listen to this lady's note at the end.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Coming up right here. How do you argue with that?
Wow.
All right, this is Robert the Mailman.
In my house.
Okay, so let's see. Then 2019, number 18. Hold on a second. Number 18. Number 18.
All right, well, as I head out.
That's Holly.
It should be on there.
It's the Holly Morris song.
It was right. Was it right, really? Okay. Oops, sorry.
What?
I don't know.
No way, this one.
No, number 5 is this one.
Number 18?
I'm sorry there. This is my mistake. In the world of Rob, they're not on disc in the order. They're on the disc in a backwards order,
so
meaning
you can just skip ahead.
Well, it's not like when I put it in, cut number 1 is the number 1 most annoying song.
Not number 1, the way it should be, is number 1 number 20?
Way that this is made for me, let's see if I'm dumb or Rob. Number 1 is number 22.
Okay.
Number 2 is number 21.
All right.
Number 3 is number 20. And what's happened is I'm trying to play cut number 5, mm-hmm. which on the list is song number 18.
Gotcha. So now I'm confused. So we're not going to play all of them, right?
We'll just play a snippet of them. Spice Girls, agreed.
I want to be. I don't know.
It's annoying.
A little bit, Mike.
Play that funky music.
What number is that?
17.
That's a good song.
Yeah. I like that one.
It's a classic.
Sure is.
All right, number 16. Well, I'm gay for Hanson. So I like Bop, but this is on there as the 16th worst song of all time.
No. I mean, they're a lot worse. That's irritating. All the, that's the argument I would make with that. They're a lot worse.
Like
songs.
I said, it's very subjective.
Yeah, very subjective.
Number 15. Maybe we can agree on this one. It belongs somewhere.
Okay.
Muskrat Susie and Muskrat Sam.
I might give this a number one.
Captain and Toenail.
Really?
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight.
Yeah. That definitely belongs on the list.
All right, then the next one. Again, a theme song from a TV show.
Hmm. No, this is blasphemy right here.
I Dream of Jeannie. She's in the bottle. She's really got big boobs.
Can't show her navel.
All right, we're agreed on that.
That's
that one
right.
Doesn't belong. Number 13.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
How do you not like this?
Don't you even dance.
That is so.
Don't you
one,
even.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go to a wedding.
I know.
Ask how many people hate it there.
Those people are all drunk.
That's my point.
Your
that one would make my list. Here we go. Next one, number 12.
Yes.
Hot air.
Yes.
So hot in here.
You racists.
Nothing to do with race.
See, songs like this annoy
me. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Songs like that annoy me for a short period of time. Like, the one that annoys me now is that one, I want to buy you a drink.
Right.
That annoys
that,
me.
Well, that is annoying. I'm not, you know, I don't think that's the worst of all time, though.
Number 11.
He's a fag.
Uh-oh, Dongo.
That boy gay in a handbag full of rainbows.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
You know what list this belongs on? Overrated. Not necessarily the worst of all time, but overrated.
All right, then I got to fly through these for
go
you,
go to a
Mike.
Gay wedding sometime.
When they play YMCA at a gay wedding.
That's right.
Number 2, gosh. See, again, I'm screwed up trying to find cut number 10, which is number 13 on Rob's.
Very good.
Okay, here we go. Theme to Scooby-Doo. This song kicks ass.
Can I tell you where this belongs? There is no list for this song.
That's right.
This doesn't belong on any list.
It does on the greatest themes of all time.
It doesn't even
I love
rate.
It. All right, here's number 9.
Da, 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 da.
Number 9. Hey, watch it.
All right.
Everybody's in agreement on this one, aren't we, Mike?
How fantastic it is.
Hey, Macarena.
All right,
you know, and can I just say, based on the other one, when you say Mambo number 5 or whatever, is it Mambo number 5?
Mambo number 5 by Lou Bega.
And then and the other one that you just played.
Macarena.
Those are both, I think, in the same category.
Spanish. And here's one from the category of fag. Barry Manilow, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Have a banana at the Copacabana.
Copacabana. In its day? Well, it annoys me now, though.
I agree. That
it
is annoying.
Annoying me.
I don't know if it's top 20 annoying.
No, I don't think so. None of them.
Number 7, the chicken dance.
The hell is this?
Another wedding.
Oh, what? Oh, this is great.
I love this one, too.
This makes me smile when I hear it. I picture drunk people dressed up doing the stupid dance. And you know what? You combine it with the dance, and you got an all-time hit.
That's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot on this list we're disagreeing with. Number 6. Here we go.
Is this Achy Breaky Heart?
Hannah Montana's dad. Yes, Billy Ray Cyrus. Yes.
You can tell the world you never was my girl.
I don't think the song is as annoying as
Billy Ray Cyrus himself.
He's annoying.
All right, here we go.
With his sneakers.
Number 5.
Who let the dogs out?
I agree.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Although I can think of one worse. Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, there it is.
Number 4 worst song of all time.
Meow, 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 meow.
I'm sorry, I keep saying worst, and the category is most annoying.
Most annoying. Yeah, I'm gonna say that is annoying because you got tired of it. It was overplayed. And
I like it. Number three.
Oh no.
Domo Arigato.
Absolutely not. No. It's annoying after it gets into the body of the song, but not the opening.
It was annoying when we all thought it was cool.
You used to talk this thing up like with all the different posts.
Oh my God, this is what, if you're a DJ, this is one of the greatest records of all time.
And it's got one of the great, really one of the great rock and roll intros of all time. I love it.
Yes, Domo Arigato, Mr. Robot. Oh, I gotta cut that off so we can go to number two. Anyone with a child, or anyone who's ever been around anyone with a child, might agree with this one.
Think Purple.
I love you.
Yes. What are you sighing for?
F you.
We're a happy family.
And on this list from Wired magazine, I do agree with this one. For being annoying, they have it at number one.
Number one. Most annoying song. Yes. Good.
Not agreed.
Don't agree it should be number one, but it should definitely be on the list.
It is goddamn annoying.
Didn't you get stuck on this at one point?
Yeah. Frida and I got stuck in Disneyland on that ride for an hour.
This has got to be your number one.
All right, anyway, that's from Wired magazine. Maybe they shouldn't be so wired.
Maybe they were wired when they did it.
Maybe they just loosened up and like took something to bring them down. We'd have a better list.
I wish they'd put more time and thought into those lists. I really do. I wish they would really think about it. You know what was nowhere on that list? Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I knew you wanted that on there.
I mean, that's ridiculous. That should be number one.
Should be on there, yeah.
Don't Worry, Be Happy. Woo. And Mike, Bubbling Under at number 21. The Brady Bunch.
Yes.
It's a Sunshine Day.
This song screams to me polyester, long, you know, that ugly 70s hair.
I love it.
White afro.
Orange shag carpeting.
Girls wearing turtlenecks with sweaters on top.
God damn. Those were the good old days.
Shifts. That's what they used to wear. They used to call the dresses shifts.
Anyway, those are annoying songs.
That's an annoying list.
And now here's an annoying bit of announcements.
This is the Don and Mike Show.